how everything is easy. You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very brilliant, the very beautiful, the very lovely, the very talented.
Thank you.
Christy Lundby Hill, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do a lot of small talking because you have a very interesting topic today.
So, I shouldn't listen to those webinars. They get me going on things, you know?
I think it's great. Nobody's talked about this.
And, I know.
And some of the stuff you've shown me in our pre-planning session here is, I think, very interesting.
Yeah.
So how are sales in your office this week?
They're going good, you know? I'm going to say a few things. The rates are phenomenal. They're the best we've had in a long time. Last year, about this time, they were up close to 5%. So now
Ouch.
They're under 4.
Ooh.
So I think why we had a slower spring is that because the rates went up and then the Fed realized that that really was affecting the real estate markets, then they lowered them again. Okay. So it really did help because we've had a pretty busy fall so far.
Good.
Yeah.
Neat. Well, how about specific listings that you might be featuring?
Yes, we've got a great Rambler on 14th Street.
Okay.
It's got like updated windows, carpet, appliances, underground sprinklers, fenced yard, newer siding, roof, $229,900. That is a really nice buy. Yes. And so that's a great one. Not having it open this weekend, but probably the next weekend. If you want to see it, give us a call. We've got a wonderful one-level townhome with a basement. It's over 1,700 on the main, and it does have a huge family room and a bathroom downstairs as well for $325 on Crestview. Old Bridge Lane, we just dropped this one I think $30,000, and that is on little over 2 acres on the Vermilion River in Hastings, remodeled home. It's over 2,600 on the main floor. So it's a very large Rambler walkout basement. So somebody who would like a nice executive, great entertaining, very nice home, that's $499,000. Then we've got a great one in the country that we just reduced to $100,000.
Wow.
It is a great buy for somebody who maybe has a business and wants a place for their vehicles and stuff. There was a business that kind of, the guy who was selling it owned a business. Very nice executive two-story home with some incredible outbuildings, a couple of them, and that's $699,000. So there's a lot of houses out there.
That is a spectacular buy.
Yeah.
Because I believe I know what house you are talking about.
It's right off Michael Avenue, 193rd.
Okay, yep.
Yes, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous home.
And, and I think I might have spelt this wrong, but I think I know.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful home
know.
For that for that amount.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've got somebody who owns a landscaping business
mm-hmm.
or, you know, sprinkler business or just something where you got some vehicles and stuff, they really set it up nicely with cement driveway going to this incredible building with underground heat, in-floor heat, and then it's got another building that's got heat and a bathroom and a bar and table. And so
how many
the big man shed and the little man shed.
The little man sheds. How many acres is that
Do you know? 5 acres.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
and I did have it open last weekend. We had quite a few people through. Might have it open again in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And how can folks get a hold of you? That isn't even a deal. That's a steal.
I know.
It really is.
Oh, I know. 651-216-4676, or you can call our office, 437-2121.
All righty. And ask for anybody on the Lundby team.
Yes.
Now, our topic of the week.
Yes.
Recession, yes or no?
Oh, it's an interesting one. You know, I told another realtor in her office that I was going to talk about this today, and she was like, ooh. Like, it's this taboo topic. Like, do we bring it up? Because, you know what? People are thinking it. They're mm-hmm. hearing it. We're seeing Prices drop a little bit because the buyers aren't out there, which in my opinion is this is the absolute best time to buy because prices are down and the rates are down. So, and then they'll probably go up again in the spring like they always do. So, you know, it's but there's people are nervous. We've got one of the most highly contested presidential elections coming up in the next year.
At least in our lifetime.
Yes. And it is going to have 50% of the buyers nervous, and some are going to say the market's fine, and probably you're going to hear a lot of crazy things over the next year. And so you're going to have a lot of people with a lot of weird ideas on there's a recession coming and all this stuff. You know, I just listened to this incredible webinar for like an hour and a half, so my mind's kind of, I have a million notes on it. But some of the things he talked about is that, and there's a graph I've got here that's actually from the Federal Reserve, their website, and the recessions that have happened since 1970, there's been like seven of them.
Wow. About every 10 years?
About every 10 years, exactly. And one of the things that they said is that this guy really, that did this, Steve Harney is his name. He's a big real estate guru throughout the United States. And he said that buyers and sellers are thinking this right now, so they're nervous. And so we need to really look at the stats and look at what's really happening. So over all those recessions that we've had, there's only been one, maybe one and a half, that affected house pricings. And there's like 10 factors that go into knowing if there's going to be a recession. And in the market before the big one,
yes.
The one that still has emotional scars on many people, including myself, who became a therapist during that time in real estate. That's,
wow.
But, you know, people have scars from that. Mm-hmm. And so they're very nervous about it. And when they hear recession, they think it's always affecting home pricing, but it doesn't.
Right. In most cases, it doesn't.
Does, no.
Do you know when... You're exactly right. The big one, which was what, 06 or 08?
They
right
kind of call it 08 is what they've been calling it.
When was the last time before that? I mean, I'm just trying to set up a timeline. We usually, you're correct, about every 10 years we have a recession. So even if we have one, real estate, in my lifetime, this was the only one I remember is the 08 one.
Well, and when I look at this graph, I mean, there was one in 2002. But that didn't affect prices. Prices were going high.
Okay.
In fact, what they said is in two of the recessions that we had, the prices actually went up during that time.
Okay.
So it doesn't always affect house pricing. And some of the factors, and I wrote some of them down because they're really good, that made us know that this was going to happen was if you look at the delinquency rates on mortgages.
Okay.
So this guy saw... So they call it the 2008 crash.
Mm-hmm.
I very well remember this because I had babies in 2007 and 2009.
Oh,
right
okay.
between there.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Sandwich kids.
I remember like specifically sitting home for the first few weeks and being on my computer holding a baby and doing real estate and looking at why are all these foreclosures coming on? This was in the fall of 2007. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's something going on here. And I literally started tracking them. I started an Excel spreadsheet, and I think for about 3 or 4 years, I tracked every house that went into foreclosure, some of them more than once during that 5-year period.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. And I tracked when they got behind and all this stuff, but I forgot where I was going with it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't think.
Well, you were tracking all the homes, and a couple of them had more than, went into it more than one.
Yeah. The other thing that he talked about is, so the things that came up to it was all the delinquency rates that turned into foreclosures. And the other thing is that was huge was the mortgage crisis or the how easy it was getting. You had to be really dumb to not be able to get a mortgage back then.
That's true.
I'm sorry. That's true. You had to have some you couldn't seriously get a mortgage then. Anybody could get a mortgage back then.
Yeah, if you had a pulse and were breathing, and a job, you got it.
Yes, and so people were using their homes as ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember many people would take out cash and buy luxury items.
Yeah,
they were buying boats, they were buying cars, they were, they were just taking it out and using it. They weren't using it for what your equity in your home is supposed to be. And you were able to take out 100% equity. So you, number one, you had appraisals that would get it wherever you want it, mm-hmm. because the lenders were talking with the appraisers back then. And so they would say, what do you need? And then you'd tell them, and they'd take out 100% cash, and they'd go buy a boat. They'd go buy this. They'd go on vacations. They'd go do luxurious things. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but many did. If you look at the stats today, some of the stats he gave me is that right now, about 53% of homes in the United States have over 40 or 50% equity.
Wow. That's good, though, isn't it?
Yes, because back then, nobody had any equity because they all took it out. So if the market crashed and the prices went down, people panicked.
Were upside down.
And they just left them. Mm-hmm. So it was more of an emotional thing and a fear-driven thing than it had to be. The market didn't have to go that bad, but it was more fear-driven. Mm-hmm. And so more and more would walk away, and it just quadrupled and tripled and just went crazy. But so nowadays, we have very high mortgage. It's hard to get a mortgage still. Mm-hmm. We're not anywhere near where we were back then. We don't have half the programs that we do back then. It's still, you have to put some skin in the game. You can't get 0% mortgages and get your earnest money back and you're going with. We would literally, there was a people buying houses, putting down earnest money, and then coming to the closing and getting their earnest money back plus their inspection costs. They'd come out with more money than they put in.
Wow. Do you really think that it'll ever go back to that, because that was part of the reason that...
Well, I think just because people are getting nervous that the banks are already starting to tighten things again.
Okay.
So they are making the adjustments. There's not as many... I closed on a house this week with an FHA mortgage. I don't know when the last time I had a buyer do an FHA mortgage. More of them do conventional, more down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just really interesting because
it's a changing world.
It is.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-216-4676 is my cell. My email is Christy Hill, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, or you can email Christy Lundby, but that's a little harder to type, at edinarealty.com.
Okay. So, or 651-437-2121, yes. And just ask for anybody on the Lundby team.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, back to our topic of the week, recession. Yes or no? Interesting.
Yes. I do think that every time we have an election year, it gets pretty slow. I would say midsummer to fall into the last half of the year. So I do think that we're still going to have a good spring, and everything is indicating that. We are seeing prices go down a teeny bit in the fall here, which is normal.
Okay.
But rates are so good. Mm-hmm. That I think we're going to have a great, and I've heard that rates are supposed to be good all through the end of the year.
Okay.
So, and they'll probably keep them up with this impending scare tactics that's going on in the universe right now.
And you're exactly correct. Any election year, there's uncertainty.
There is.
We know what to expect with whoever the current administration is.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, you know, if you're Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
We know what to expect with the current administration, but
yes.
We don't know who's coming in next, so it's like called uncertainty.
I remember 3 years ago when we had the election that year, and it was slow the whole next spring, and I think it was because people weren't sure what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it totally picked up after that, but I do see this spring is probably going to be good, and then it will slow down. So if somebody is thinking, you know what, we got to move in the next year, I would contact us now, have us come out and tell you what things to do to get ready to hit the spring market, because you want to hit it February,
and
March.
Moving on it. After Super Bowl right away, that's usually a busy time.
Yes, start getting busy, right, you know. So yeah, I think that we're going to have a good spring, and I do think it will slow down in the fall, but I think it'll be fine after that. I really don't foresee a recession affecting the housing market, except just the year of elections, which is normal.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, this country is strong enough, it's big enough, that in the end, it doesn't really matter who's sitting in the White House.
Yeah.
The country continues to do what it's good at, and that is move forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, think of 9-1-1. You know? I mean, it was, the country was like, what's going on?
It was paralyzed for a couple of days. Yeah.
Yes.
There was no air flights, anything. Yeah,
yeah.
You're exactly right.
So, I mean, even, you know, after the last election, it was like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we might have that next year again. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be this whole, you're going to have half the country saying that it's going to all these bad things. So you need to really look at what's real, what's really happening, and is this a good time? I mean, there's certain questions you need to ask yourself when you're having fear about this. You need to ask, you know, what's the worst case scenario if I move this next year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the best likely scenario? So you need to, and then you need to just ask yourself some questions. So what's going to happen if you don't make a move? What's going to happen if you do? And, you know, so there's certain questions you need to just ask yourself. I feel bad for people that just live off the fear. So I think it's good to sit down, ask good questions. I'm going to try and be doing market updates and do them. This webinar suggested like every 2 weeks you do a Hastings market update. What's been happening in the market in the last 2 weeks, every 2 weeks. So I might be putting that on our Facebook webinar. So yeah.
And you can use your radio show for that.
Yes, I know. I'm not sure if I'm here exactly every 2 weeks, but I will try to.
And you do, and you always do a great job.
Well, it's fun. I enjoy putting the truth out there and really talking about things and just being straightforward.
You know, since the advent of social media, I feel like the mainstream media, and a lot of it is failing the listenerships out there, is that we have an even bigger obligation in talking about the truth, because social media has fueled so much bad or fake news, we'll call it, fake news or fake information, that it's unbelievable, and that leaves people to sift through it. And a lot of the current media, not KDWA, of course, but a lot of the other, you know, media, has jumped on that bandwagon, it seems like.
Yeah.
Fear-mongering.
Yes, and it's just everybody's confused.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I think, you know, like, for instance, Goldman Sachs is saying there's going to be no recession, but Morgan Stanley is saying there's going to be a recession. Yes. And these are two huge financial institutions, and it's just making more people confused. They're
right.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I think if I were to tell my own nephews or my own kids, I would be like, buy this fall.
Go for it.
Right now.
Prices are
down. Rates are great. Prices are down. There's some good buys right now.
There you go.
Where are you, buyers? Come on.
How can people get a hold of you?
651-216-4676.
Or 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby team.
Yes.
Thanks, Christy. It's always fun and it goes so fast.
I know. Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtor today, the brilliant Christy Lundby Hill. If you have any questions or you want to talk to her about buying a home or selling a home, give her a call. 651-216-4676, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby team.